Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Seder Taros. We are in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Yesterday we finished off with our discussion of a bunch of different sveikos, a bunch of different doubts that exist, mostly by Tuma, but the Chachamim were metayer them. The Chachamim said when these doubts come up, then they will be tar. So the Mishnayos today are going to discuss two of those cases. The first one, the Mishnah says, is Safik Tuma Tzafa Al Pnei Amayim. Let's say you have a doubt concerning something which is Tamei that's floating on the surface of the water. So we said in such a situation, we assume that it's Tohor, Bein Bekelim, Bein Bekarka, whether the water was in containers or it's in the ground, like a river, an ocean, etc. And why is that? Why are they going to be considered Tohor? Because the Tuma here, let's say the dead sherets or whatnot is floating, and when something's floating, it's considered it doesn't have an established place for tumah, and so therefore the thing is going to be tameh according to the Tanakama. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon omer bekelim tameh bekarka tohor. Reb Shimon says that when the water is in the utensil, that's as if there is a place for it, so therefore it's going to be tameh. But if it happens to be a natural occurring body of water, then it's going to be tahor. So you should just know the Bar Tanur says we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda omer safek yiridaso tameyu safek aliyaso tahor. When we're assuming, as the Bar Tanur does, if it's a safek as he goes into the water, then it moves towards him. But when he comes out of the water, things move away from him. And so therefore he says, Safek giridas otame, safek aliyas otahor. When he's on his way down, he's tame. When he's on his way up, he's tahor. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu ein sham elam alo adam v'tumatar. Even if the space is so narrow, the water body, that it's impossible to touch, it's impossible not to touch. Still the person's going to be tahor. And why is that? Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion something that is just floating has no ability to be metame. The Rambam disagrees with this very strongly and says that so long as he doesn't know that he touched it, then he's tahor. But if it's impossible that he didn't touch it, so then it's as if he knows that he touched it, and then he's going to be tame. So that's the first example. Then the Mishnah says, Safik mashkin li tame tame. If we have a doubt concerning a liquid which is going to become tame, li tame, right? So then it's going to be tame. Ketza, what's an example of that? So tame shepasha des ragol ubein mashkin torim. Let's say a person who's tame, who sticks his foot out between liquids that are tor. Safik naga, safik lo naga, sveiko tame. He doesn't know what he touched and what he didn't. So therefore, all the liquids are going to be tame because he is going to be conveying the tuma. And if you have a doubt on the conveyance of tuma, so in such situations, it's going to be tame. Haisa kikar tamea biyado. What if he is holding a loaf of bread that happens to be tame? Uzrakal of a mashkin torim, and he throws it among to an area where there's a lot of mashkin liquids that are tor. Safik naga, safik lo naga, and he doesn't know if he touched it. So sveiko tame, the doubt there is going to be tame. Ule tame tahor. But we said when you have an uncertainty in regard to the conveying of tuma, then he's going where the liquid will be conveying the tuma instead of the doubt of it receiving the tuma. When we have a doubt whether it received the tuma, we're strict. But when we have a doubt if it conveyed the tuma there, we say assume it's tar. So Kate said, so what would be an example of that case? I said, Makel biyado. What if he had a stick in his hand? Uberosha mashkin tameim, and at the top of the stick there was liquid dripping off that was tame. Uzrakal ben kikaros, and he throws the stick among loaves of bread tahor and that were tahor. Safik naga, safik lo naga. We don't know if the liquid touched it or not. So there's sveiko tahor. In that instance, the safik is going to be tahor again. So the situation that comes up is whether the liquid became tame. There we are. If it's a doubt, as the liquid came tame, the suffix, the doubt is we have to be strict and on the situation. But about conveying the tuma, so there the rule is that in terms of conveyance of tuma, we have room to be lenient. We'll stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.